everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Not Having It. We're back for another brilliant episode because last week we did a little catch up. It wasn't that interesting in my eyes. But we're back. Do you know what? Today we have a very special episode. Can't lie. Don't we, Pinners?
We have a very, very special episode. It's a bit of a... we've done similar episodes, but
we've definitely mentioned this word before, but not in this context, like speaking about it in general. So drum roll, today's episode is basically on what gives men the ick, right? And trust me, men do get the ick quite a lot, but I personally feel like women get it so much
more
easier. Like they get the ick more, which, guys, we will be doing the women's ick episode next week.
Yeah, we will. So
stay tuned.
We're not putting pressure on the men. We are going to be talking about women as well, but we started off with this. After Linda's very, very smart suggestion, to be honest. Everyone give credit to Linda.
Thank you, guys. Stop. Okay, so we actually posted a little story on our Instagram, which not a lot of you replied to, which was very disappointing.
You know, after last week's episode, after what we said, we thought you'd understand, but clearly not.
Yeah, literally. We thought, you know, some people did message us to say, you know, we did understand what you were saying in the episode, but anyway, so we posted a little story and some people did reply to what gives men the ick, right? And I did want both women and men to reply to this so that we can get an idea of like what men think about, like what gives them the ick and what women think gives men the ick. So the first thing that was written in was clinginess, right? And I personally believe that, yes, this gives men the ick, but it also gives women the ick as well. Just clinginess in general is not very flattering.
100%. I think it's one of those things, like you said, it's for both men and women, especially like at the beginning, right? If you're... There's a difference between someone that's clinging, someone that is making the effort to see you or want to see you.
But I feel like there's a very fine line with that. Like, it's very much like... We have a saying, which is basically like, if you have a bird in your hand and you hold it too tight, you're going to kill the bird.
Exactly.
But if you leave it too loose, you're going to let the bird go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you have to find a middle ground. Mm. Look at me with my little metaphors, right?
Look at that.
I've been chilling in this country way too long.
Yeah, look at all these quotes you're bringing out.
So oh, yeah, I definitely do give this one a green light, I feel like.
100%.
That does.
Yeah.
So these are the ones from Instagram, and I happen to have the screenshots, and then Paniz, we will explain what we'll be doing after that.
Wait, before we carry on, should we give them a rating after we talk about them? What we think out of 10, how icky that is from our perspective.
Okay. Yeah, clinginess for me, 10. It's incredibly icky. Like, I don't like
10 as well for me. If it's actually clinginess, though, yeah.
Yeah. If it is clingy. Like, cling. Cling, cling.
All right, next one.
This next one is very interesting because it says too much energy, right?
All right.
And this one hit home a little bit because I've been having quite a lot.
Linda might not be happy with it.
Yeah, I have quite a bit of energy, but it just depends. Like, if we're having a normal conversation, I'm not going to come out here guns blazing with my energy, like, not letting...
I'm sorry, but that's a bit dumb. Sorry. Whoever's all...
We need to get this person to elaborate a little bit on, like,
I'm sorry,
what
that was
kind
rude.
Of energy.
Don't hate me. Yeah? But I do think men hate it when, like, someone's too loud. But it's just like, do you want to talk to a robot?
Yeah, but I think also, like, you'll get the vibe if that person is loud before you even...
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? So if you don't like that, then you won't get to know that. Whereas I personally have... I wouldn't say I'm loud, but I'm very, like, you know, outgoing. I'm not scared to be a bit cheeky, do you know what I mean? Like, cheeky. I'd be loud, like, be... do you know what I mean? I don't even know how to explain it, but I do have quite a bit of energy, so I don't know. That's a bit of a...
bit of a tricky one.
If a guy's giving me energy, I don't think that's...
But let's be honest, like, from the girl's perspective, if you're an energetic person, like you are, for example, you wouldn't want to be with someone that's not energetic or someone that is going to be, like, weird about the energy that you have.
I don't want that to, like, drink exactly. that, you know.
So if you don't like an energetic girl, you're not going to be with an energetic girl. End of. And they're not, you know, they're not going to be with you, so...
If you want a shy gal, then...
You get your shy gal. rating out of 10, how icky is that?
For me, zero. Like, yeah, I don't really care.
I agree.
That.
Zero as well. I don't find it icky.
Okay. Too many compliments.
Oh, right.
this is interesting. To be honest, I've never ever given a guy a compliment in my life. So, too many or none, that's probably how
that's
my game
the,
works.
That's the guy's job, honey.
No, do you know what, like... Okay, I think this is a bit like sexist a little bit because I don't think men should never get compliments, but I just feel like
I think they should never.
I don't really think it's necessary that much, like.
Oh, bless them, man. Nah, they
do. You know what I feel actually?
You do. No, your man deserves compliments, let's be honest, okay? But at the beginning...
But I don't have a man.
But at the beginning, if you're dating someone at the beginning, are you going to really be like, oh, you look beautiful, oh, you look this, oh... No, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, there's some girls that do that, I guess. That's probably why they've put this...
But you can tell men don't like it.
I don't like it either, to be honest. I don't like when people compliment me too much.
Yeah, I don't either, when it's too much. Especially when you don't know the person.
Like, I do you know what? I could write a book on the things I don't like because I'm very particular. But like, don't get me wrong. I like a compliment here and there. But when the whole conversation goes back to complimenting me all the time, I'm just like, listen, I have a mirror in front of me. I know how I look. Whoa. I know how I feel. Just like, let it go. Give me some frozen vibes. Freeze those compliments, bro. Yeah.
No.
So I'm going to give this a 9, I think.
A what? Sorry? Where are you?
A 9.
A 9.
A 9.
Oh, you find it quite icky. The thing is with me, like I said, your man does deserve to have compliments, right? But when I feel like it's a bit weird at the first dating stage to constantly just be giving a compliment here and there to show that, you know, you're attracted to the person you're with, it's fine. But like, if you're going to just put a constant man, ooh, I like this, ooh, I like that, I like, no. I don't know anyway.
But let me also quickly just give guys a little tip here. You know when you compliment a girl too much, you're basically kind of making her feel as though she's too good for you, in a sense. So...
And also that you're just too obsessed with how she looks rather than other things as well.
Yeah, but also, I'm sorry if girls get offended by this, but... they do tend to get quite big-headed when there's a lot of compliments involved. So sort of find the balance, you know. Keep her the balance. Thinking that you like her. Yeah, you need to know the balance. Keep her interested. Keep her interested, but don't like overdo it.
I agree. I like that.
The next one, and this made me kind of laugh, I can't lie, incorrect spelling.
That's rude. And not gonna lie to you.
It is rude. I can't lie, but you know when someone's grammar is like in particular terrible. Is just off, you're like,
if you
write your like YOUR instead of you are, like how do you expect me to carry on this conversation?
Yeah.
When I don't know what you're referring to.
Listen, I'm going to bring out my mark sheet and I'm going to be like, I give you a 10 for your spelling?
There's been situations where, like, I've had a conversation with someone and they've not known how to spell a word, like, properly. Yeah. Or, like, they've misspelled it. And then I'm like, maybe, like, they just wrote it really fast and didn't spell it. And then they do it again and I'm like, Ooh, do yeah. I correct them? I would never correct someone. But sometimes, yeah. I don't think it's a huge ick, though, for me, personally.
No.
We're not men, so I don't know why we're rating this. We should be rating the women.
No, we should rate them anyway. We should be like, what do we think? Uh-huh. Is that ick? Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I mean, incorrect spelling. Incorrect spelling for me is probably a 3.
We could rate it in the perspective of women, how icky we find that. Because I don't think women's icks are going to be the same as men's icks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Again, spelling, nah, not that icky for me either. I mean, it depends, right? Yeah. Like, if it's extreme and you're spelling everything wrong, then that, yes. Then, you know, did you know what's going on there. But, like, one word here and there, I don't care. So, yeah.
Okay. The next one, dirty shoes. Yeah.
dirty
shoes. This actually goes both ways. Because I don't, like, okay. I feel like women in general, like, are more, like, they take more pride in their appearance in the sense of, like, clean shoes, in my opinion.
Right.
I think. So there's a lot of girls out there that actually don't give a shit about their shoes, mm-hmm. and, you know, just roll with their shoes. But I don't know.
I think the thing is,
I'm just
right,
trying to put myself in the men's
the thing is, men right, love men's shoes. I feel like men are more shoe people than women. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are women that love shoes as well, but I think men, especially when it comes to their trainers, you know, they're like my crepes, like,
yeah,
you know, that kind of that kind of vibe that they have, like, do not crease them, all this kind of stuff. I feel like they are generally more obsessed with their shoes than maybe women are, so maybe they notice that in a girl more than we think. Like, I didn't really think about that, like, oh, you know, are my shoes that, you know, out there? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think about that before, like, shoes and how men think about it. But it seems as though they are more obsessed with their shoes than women. So maybe that's why they wrote this. I don't know.
Maybe. If I saw dirty shoes in a guy, it just, I feel like representation of, like, how much they care about themselves.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Cleanliness. The cleanliness. But I don't know. I feel like women take pride in that a little bit more. But there are people out there that don't give a shit. Like, I've seen it on the tube. You know when people wear, like, some ratty ass trainers? You know, Air Forces that are, like, 7 years old.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think that's a little bit of an ick, but it wouldn't... I don't know. If you come out with me and you have dirty shoes, I would just be like, how much did you actually care about coming out with me?
Yeah, exactly.
If you came out with fucking dirty shoes.
If you're going on a date with someone and your shoes are dirty, I don't know, is that going to be a sign that they don't really care?
That's your boy!
So.
All right. We have indecisive.
Sorry?
That's one of the icks.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
Indecisive.
Ooh, this one's hitting a bit closer. I'm not going to...
Yeah! Same here.
Listen, I'm very indecisive. I'm going to put that out there right now. The thing is, though, what indecisiveness are you talking about? Because if it's talking about, like, where you're going to take your girl to eat, most girls are going to be like, I don't know, you decide, right? So that's just generally girls when it comes to, like, food places or, like, deciding where to go. Most girls are going to be like, I don't know. But, like, what kind of indecisiveness are you talking about? Are you talking about food? Or are you talking about indecisiveness on something more extreme? I don't know. Or overall indecisiveness.
I mean, just take indecisiveness overall.
I don't think that's icky.
You wouldn't say that with me.
Of course I'd say that. No, I don't know. I can see why people would think it's icky, though, because I guess it's a bit annoying to deal with someone that's always like, I don't know.
If you always, if you always say, I don't know, to be honest, I feel like there's a bit of pressure with asking a girl where to go because the girl doesn't want to say something that maybe the boy doesn't want to do or doesn't want.
You're not going to be like, take me
so
to
the Ritz.
So that's
why they say, I don't know.
You're not going to be like, take me to the Ritz. But at the same time, you don't want to say, take me to McDonald's. So that's very true. That is putting pressure on the girl. If it's talking
about
like, where to eat, yeah.
That's why they don't do it. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's why you decide. Yeah?
Okay. The next one, which is the last one from the Instagram stories, is stinky feet.
What? Which girl out here has stinky feet? I need to
show you. Bro, there are girls out there that have stinky feet. What? Let me tell you. Bro, and like, just like, not even just like a little bit of cheesiness, like proper, like.
Cheekiness.
Get yourself. Cheesiness.
I was like, what?
Cheesiness. No, but like, there are girls out there that suffer. And do you know what? Like, I'm really upset for you. Like, I'm really sad that, you know, you have stinky feet. But if you do know that you have stinky feet, there are like things that you can do, like carry a pair of fresh socks with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Go into the bathroom, wash your feet. Like, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And
I feel like some people neglect that. Like, even boys, like, if you know
Trust
you have
me,
stinky
yeah.
feet,
yeah,
sort it out. Like, there are things that you can do. Like, it's not rude to just go and wash your feet, like, quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
And wear a pair of fresh new socks.
Like. Yeah, like, if you're going to, I don't know, if you're taking a girl out on a first date and you're, I don't know, doing something crazy, like going to a trampoline park, yeah, where your feet are going to be at, and they smell, then that's a bit of an issue.
I don't know how I would feel if my man had stinky feet, though, to be honest.
If your man had stinky feet on the first date, what would you do?
On the first date, like, I could smell it through the table. I'll be like, oh, hell no. No, if
that,
I can smell
I'm
it
sorry,
through,
but that must,
if I can
yeah.
smell it through the shoes,
if that,
then that's
if that's happening,
like, get that fire exit.
Then imagine what it's like when it's off. Ooh, honey.
I'll be fainting straight away. Paniz, I actually made a mistake because we have one more that someone wrote in.
Oh, okay, I got scared, not gonna lie. I thought we had some technical difficulties.
So, no, don't worry. So the last one is commitment.
Huh?
The last one is commitment. What gives them the ick? Commitment.
Oh dear.
This made me laugh, not gonna lie, because I feel like it does give them the ick a little bit.
It does, yeah. The minute the girl's like, all right, do you want a date? It's like, I'm gonna run in the other direction, darling.
Do you know what? I feel like a lot of the times, boys do a lot of the grafting, da-da-da, and then as soon as, like, the girl is finally trying to give in, they run.
The hills
because they
like,
don't want
what are you
that
doing?
Commitment.
Yeah.
So, sort it out. But I want to hear, you know, you guys, men that are listening to this, write to us. Like, tell us if, you know,
why is it that you guys do that? Yeah? Why do you run?
Right, so.
Should we move on
another,
to the thingy one?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so what's happening here now is we have a little post that we found that basically said what gives men the ick. And there's like a bunch of stuff, right? So we saved it and we're gonna talk about some of them. Paniz is gonna start us off,
yeah,
and then we're just gonna discuss it for a little while,
right? But so first up, the one that's sticking out to me right now on this first page is what gives men ick: birthday makeup on a normal day. And the reason why I've picked this out is because I've noticed most men seem to really hate when girls wear a lot of makeup. I don't know if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they're kind of hypocritical as well,
because they don't know
because
anything about makeup.
They don't know. Like, what is birthday makeup? Like, glitter?
Exactly. What the hell is birthday makeup? I think they're trying to word it as like more like
a lot of makeup,
extreme
basically.
Makeup. Like, you know, on your birthday, you're gonna wear more out there makeup compared to like going down to the shops or whatever, right? So maybe that's what they mean. But at the same time, like you say, they are kind of hypocritical because they'll look at like someone on Instagram and be like, she's not wearing any makeup, but she's wearing concealer, foundation, lipstick, and blusher. But do you know that?
Yeah.
Though? No, you don't.
No, but they're also hypocritical because you have someone that has no makeup and then a girl with makeup. You put them together, who do you think they're going to look at?
Exactly.
They're going to say, we like someone with no makeup, but they're going to look at the girl with
makeup.
So it's just a bit, Which is why I do what I want to do and I don't do it for no man exactly. or no one. So if I want to wear birthday makeup, I'm going to wear birthday makeup. Plus, if like, I want to wear no makeup, I'm going to wear no makeup.
The thing is as well, like I think they think that most women wear makeup to impress men. Whereas I but know.
But that's such a sad life, bro.
That's like, so sad. Why would anyone do that? Like, they need to understand that makeup is so fun. Like, it's really fun, right? Like, most girls find makeup fun. There are some girls that don't. They don't like wearing makeup. That's fine. But most girls that do wear makeup find it really fun because it's like, it's like you're painting your face, you know, you have eyeshadows and lipsticks and it's so fun to buy makeup and like try different things.
It's also my time, like it's the time that I'm
you're putting fully, time for yourself.
Yeah, I'm fully putting that time in for myself and no one else and like no distractions.
Yeah.
So, and it's fun, like you have music and you're just getting ready, making yourself feel so much better, like by doing something you love, like that's just
100% agree. I think like when you're doing your hair and not your hair, your makeup and your like skincare, that's when you're genuinely putting a lot of time for yourself. And if it makes you feel good, then that makes you feel good. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
Okay, one thing that popped up to me here and made me laugh, and it made me laugh. Even
oh, I know which one you're gonna pick. I'm looking at it right now.
So. Believe in star signs, right? The reason why this made me laugh is because recently, so we've had this conversation with Paneers on our horoscope episode, but people believing in star signs has grown much more now gone than so what high. It was.
I know.
And I feel like it's because of certain people in the media, like certain celebrities and stuff, talking about it, and people get on the bandwagon whenever
it's become a trend. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
definitely. But what I've noticed as well is men love to take the piss out of girls.
Yeah, they do. Believe
it. They literally love taking the piss. They're like, especially like I've seen like certain, I don't know if you've seen, but like there's certain like shows and certain like YouTube videos and stuff where they go on like first dates and then they're like, what's your star sign? And like the guys like, get pissed. Goodness sake. Yeah. Oh, it's just, that makes me laugh. And it's funny to me how that was on the list for what gives men the ick.
That 100% gives me
I don't think
the
it's an ick. It's more like a,
it's not ick. You know what it is? Annoyance. It's men thinking, oh, like this is dumb. This guy's dumb for believing in it. No,
but also it's men thinking, shit, we don't know nothing about this, and for once, for once, we can't talk about something.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, this is dumb. Why would you believe in it? Yeah. But, and then you ask a man, what's your star sign? And they won't know. They'll be like, the one that's the lion.
The lion. The fish. One.
Honestly, the fish. Every man says it like that. I always say, you know, Julian, when I asked him, what do you know what your star sign is? He said, the one that's a goat. I said, okay. Too funny.
Oh man, that is so funny. Okay, do you have another one that you picked?
Not gonna like this one, flipping killed me.
Okay, go on.
It says, toes hanging over their heels, touching the pavement.
Oh my god.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest, when toes hang off heels, it is ugly. And the reason is because toes are ugly, I'm gonna be honest.
So not my toes.
When they're hanging off,
I'm gonna start an OnlyFans for my toes, bro. Oh my like my God. Toes are paying.
But no, seriously though, if you're wearing heels and they hang out, is it like in the photos? It looks bad. It looks bad.
Yeah, you know them ones that are like clinging for dear life. They're literally like about to collapse. Like them ones are the funniest, I think.
Not gonna lie, I agree. I think it's a bit of an ick because even as a girl, if you see it, you're like, you know?
It's funny because I can just imagine men looking at him and be like, oh.
What the hell?
What the hell?
It's not something I ever thought guys would notice though. But I guess they do. They like the feet area, it seems.
This one made me laugh, right? What gives men the ick when calls you fam?
Fam.
So I've heard a lot about like boys saying like give like girls that act like or say bro or bruv or fam.
Yeah.
I say bro all the time. And the reason I say it is because I have brothers and I'm always like, bro. They always call each other bro. And I'm like, bro. Because I feel like I'm part of the bros. Do you know what I mean? I have two brothers. I haven't got sisters. I'm a bro as well. And who are you to tell me what I am? If I am a bro, I'm a bro.
But
if
the thing
I'm
a, is...
Whatever like, I am, innit?
I like, think bro is great. All right. Yeah, it makes sense. But fam is a bit...
No, yeah, fam is a bit extreme. But fam is like, what is it? Like, fam, is it family? Like, family?
Yeah, sure, yeah. It's, so, it's very London, isn't it, so, fam?
Like, I'm going out with my fam. Like, yeah. Not too bad, but if they call you fam, have you seen, like,
fam,
whatever?
Come over here, give me a kiss. Like, fam, give me a kiss. Like, do you get what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
I feel like if it's like... a friendship thing and it's like a banter, like for example sometimes I say bruv and I do it more for like banter,
yeah,
then I don't think it's an issue. And it exactly. might just be me, my bias trying to like make an excuse for my behavior, but I don't think bruv and stuff is, if you say it as a joke, is, but like if you're getting to know a man and you say bruv or fam to them, then I don't think that's a very,
yeah. If you're actually like serious about it, like you're seriously calling them fam, I can see why that'll give him the ick.
But know? Like at the same time, men always like, oh, we like girls that can, you know, hang out with the bros and like not feel awkward. But then you don't want
you
her
make it
to
awkward.
Say like bro. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want her to say bro. Like you don't want her to say fam. Like
so you don't want them. Like, yeah, you don't want her to join your crew.
Some that's double standards life. Shit going on here. Okay, have you got another one?
All right. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm looking now. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. There's one that... What the hell are some of these? I'm not going to lie.
Some of these are funny.
Oh, my God. When they go, OMG, it's a video. When they thought a picture was being taken. That is so specific. I can't... Oh, my God, it's a video. No way. Like that.
So when you're taking a picture and they say, oh my God, it's a video, no way. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, that's times, annoying. That is annoying.
It's, I don't know. It's, this is gonna sound really bad, but it's kind of like a chavvy thing that they do. Like, you know, do you remember when like loads of people were taking candid pictures and stuff?
Yeah.
So now, like, you can't really take a candid picture because it's,
everything's
like,
staged.
No one's going to say it's candid. Like, it's very staged.
Mate, yeah.
And it's going back to that. Like, it's just a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah. It's a bit of a weird one.
This one is... I agree with this one, okay, right? So, unprovoked rudeness. I feel like... I feel like us women sometimes get too emotional and...
they get a bit rude.
Like, I'm not saying that it's... We get a bit rude because sometimes it's not even personal. It's just the fact that you're just there and you're kind of being annoying and then you get that unprovoked rudeness.
Yeah.
Sorry, but if you want a piece of me, then you're going to have to deal with it. Sorry. Got unprovoked rudeness. Do you know what? I feel like my type of I'm the type of person that can sometimes say, like, once I get comfortable, I can say some rude shit, but you need to know me good enough to know that it's a joke. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to comment.
I don't mean shit. Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to do me.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not going to comment, yeah?
No comment. I'm joking. I'm not rude, but if you piss me off, I can get really rude.
Yeah.
But I think that's everyone.
That goes
right?
for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
so
everyone. Yeah.
But that's different to like just being rude out of nowhere. Like, yeah, that's not acceptable. That's icky as well. If you're just like not as a joke, if you're just rude for no reason, and some girls can be, they give you attitude from the first date. But that's just their way of like. I feel like girls that put their guard up can sometimes act like that a little bit. Like, get a bit rude, but actually like you deep down. So, bit of a tricky one. Mm. Bit of a tricky one. Can I just say, there's one on here that says, when they sit on the pavement. What the hell? What the hell do you mean?
I know this one, actually, because you know them girls that go out on a night out and then they get a bit drunk.
Right,
and
okay.
They take their heels off and they just sit on the floor.
Oh, right, right, right.
It's very unflattering, to be honest. Like, don't ever, like, to be honest, like, fair enough, like, it might happen sometimes, but, like, it's not, like, regardless if it's happened once or twice or more than that, like, it's not very flattering to see. And, yeah, don't sit on...
sit on the pavement, you know.
No, sit on the pavement. You'll get piles. So, yeah. One that made me laugh on here as well says, can't cook. Listen, if she can't cook, then why can't you?
Listen to me, yeah. I can't cook, and I won't. And you could sit here complaining for the rest of your life. I'm still not cooking for you, yeah? Because isn't that like a stereotype when she can't cook? Why, like you said, if she can't cook, why can't you cook? Huh?
Yeah, like, I don't think, like... I think everyone can cook. It's a matter of
if they want to,
whether they like...
yeah, exactly.
If they want to and whether they like cooking or not. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people out there that don't like cooking and that's fine. Like, I don't exactly. think that's a problem.
Yeah. That's the truth. And it's just like, why are you forcing them to do something they don't want to do? It's a bit different if, like, if you were living with someone who didn't cook, who didn't clean, who didn't do anything in the house. That would be like, what the hell are you, you know, that's just like wrong. Mm. But I think the stereotype of if a woman can't cook, then, oh my God, that's so icky, is a bit like me, you know? Get over it. Go learn how to cook yourself. I'm going to be ordering. While you
this one's jokes. When their makeup is bad, contour ain't contouring, blend ain't blending.
Yeah, I saw this. It goes back to the makeup thing, isn't it? Well, no, actually, no, it doesn't, because it's saying that your makeup's bad. But do men know what bad makeup is? Do they actually know? Oh, I guess they can see.
Do you know what? I feel like they can tell, because when someone's eyebrows are looking like caterpillars, I think they do. They do notice.
No, but there was...
Okay, one thing...
yeah, carry on, sorry.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, there's another one on here that says, eyelashes looking like wings.
Yeah. Well, okay, the eyelash thing I understand, because some eyelashes be out of control.
Some people be getting them eyelash extensions, and they be out of this... going towards that space, you know? Like...
Some people's eyelash extensions have been looking like... Some people's eyelashes honestly look like wings that I... You know when you couldn't fly anywhere because of the pandemic, I was going to invite them to fly me somewhere. Like, how are your eyelashes looking like that?
Yeah.
But one thing that got me triggered that's on this list is boomerangs. What is wrong with boomerangs?
Oh, men hate it. Men hate boomerangs. Have you ever seen a man take a boomerang, though? Let's be honest. I have never. What?
But to be honest, I don't like when they do it, but I have.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
It's like, you know what?
I don't think...
It's like, this is a woman's ick, but when men take selfies, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. Why? Sorry, but I want someone that hasn't got any pictures. Like, zero pictures. Like, why do you need pictures? I don't understand.
Why do you need photos?
Do you know what? I have... No, okay, look. It depends, right? If you are someone that, you know, is doing it for a job, like, say, you're modeling, or you know, it's your lifestyle to post yourself, fair enough. But if you're an average lad and you're posting your fits, I don't think that's very appealing to me, if I'm honest, because if you have more pictures than I do, then what is the point?
Yeah. Is it competition?
If you post more selfies than I do, then there's something definitely wrong here.
No, but the boomerang one is funny, because I've actually never seen a guy post a boomerang.
Not a boomerang, yeah. But that's like, I don't know, because I love boomerangs, and recently I've been liking it more.
Yeah, I like
just
boomerangs.
Because
yeah.
I feel like a picture is just so still, whereas a boomerang, you can get like
it
a smile.
It captures the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, it captures the moment. And guess what? I've been looking fine as hell with a boomerang. So shut up.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't understand how that's icky. Maybe they mean, like, you know, the stereotypical ones some girls do when they go out.
Oh my God, I just saw one and it's like...
What?
When their lip fillers are so big, it basically touches their nostrils.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I didn't write this, ladies and gents. This has been written, right? And we're just commenting on it. That makes me laugh, but I'm not going to comment on it.
No comment. No comment.
Paniz, go on the last page. I'm literally dying.
What?
Getting the lyrics. No. When they say yes and then stick their tongue out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I'm done. I can see people doing it. That's why it makes me laugh.
It cringes me out too, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wishing celebrities happy birthday.
This is all you guys who congratulated Kylie Jenner.
On her pregnancy.
Yeah? That's the same thing. I think that's worse.
But I think the one that has me literally dying is asking you to participate in Molly Mae's giveaway.
What girl is doing that to you, mate?
Do you know what? Let me tell you something. There are actually girls that get their boyfriends or significant others to participate in giveaways. I've seen it happen.
That is so funny. No way. What? So the guy posted it as well?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, I'm sorry. If you do that, you're whipped. Sorry.
There's no way. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
And the last two, do you want to read it out? The last two.
The last two on the page?
Yeah.
So the last two, one of them says, drinking from the Love Island water bottle in the office. That's a very specific, I can't lie to you.
But it's so funny. I feel like, okay, watching Love Island is one thing. Having the water bottle is another.
That's a bit weird.
Not a bit weird, but it's just kind of like, you're going too far. Like, you're trying to manifest.
What's going on here? Yeah.
That you're there or you've been there.
Well, why are you taking it to the office?
Jokes.
But the last one, posting a holiday picture from 2012 and the caption says, take me back.
We've all done this kind of. Like,
we've all kind of done this before. Girls do this, not gonna lie.
Girls do this, but I feel like, this might sound a bit weird. Not weird, but this might be like me coming for you guys, but I feel like when women are like, when they've broken up with someone or they're not speaking to someone or whatever, they love taking, like, basically throwing back to like, yeah, they love throwing back pics. And it's funny because whenever it happens, I know exactly what's happening and it's jokes. So like, take me back, and they'll post like them on holiday, they're looking fine, like whatever. Like in the middle of winter, when obviously no one's dressed like that, and it's obviously a little thirst trap picture, let's be real.
Right. You think, yeah, some people do that. I just think sometimes it depends. Like, you might be reminiscent of the past, or you might be feeling nostalgic and like wanting summer back, and you're like, oh, take me back. But I think if you word it as take me back, that's when men are going to make fun of you. Like, yeah. I don't know.
So that was the list, ladies and gents. I hope you enjoyed. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode.
Me too.
It was fun. We got some funny ones out here. We got some good ones. Mm-hmm. And stay tuned for next week's episode. We'll be doing the women's version, which obviously we'll have way more to talk about because
we are women.
So we will also be sharing our icks, like what gives us the ick as well. Let us know if you guys did enjoy it. Let us know if we missed any out that gives you the ick. And as always, you can find us on Instagram at Not Having It Podcast and on Twitter, which we never use, at Not Having It Crew.
Oopsie daisy.
And enjoy the rest of your week and hope you enjoyed.
Bye.